Blog Talk.
Yeah. Young Maine, 35 riders.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I run.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Came from blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun. Life is nuts.
Why I run. I left the heart.
Good evening, listeners. What's good? This is your girl, Onyx. Welcome to The Cut on G14 Radio. It's the new show. It's going down every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I definitely wanted to thank you all for tuning in tonight. We have a great show. Mr. Boomtown's going to be in. The Dirtiest Director of the South is going to call in and do a special one-on-one with us. We got Tyrone on the line. That's my new co-host. Tyrone, are you there?
What's good, world?
What's up, homie?
What's happening?
Hey, man, I definitely want to thank you for being a part of the lineup tonight. You do filming, don't you?
Yeah, I do a little filming, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just now getting started. I've been doing it a couple of years. You know, I ain't no Mr. Boomtown, though.
Already. Well, I can dig that. He's definitely somebody that we can look up to and learn from. Definitely excited to have him on the show tonight. But before we bring him on, I do want to mention these charts real quick because Rihanna is killing it right now. She's actually number one on the Hot 100 with the We Found Love track. That's also number one on the radio song, and Talk That Talk is number one on the hip-hop R&B charts in the nation. So shout-out to Rihanna, and in the UK, she's popping over there. So, shout-out to the entire camp, because you can't do nothing but respect that.
Yeah, big ups to her team, because without a real strong team, you can't really do much of anything.
Yeah. Young Maine.
You know, and I definitely... He's supposed to be the eighth person to like reach that number. Definitely not surprising that she would have all those fans out there supporting her. So again, shout out to Rihanna. What's new in the mixtape world?
It's not too new, you know, but Master P just dropped a new mixtape a couple weeks ago, you know, and one of the reasons why I'm mentioning it because, you know, P's been gone a long time, and, you know, the new mixtape's called TMZ Too Many Zeros, not the TMZ, the website, but Too Many Zeros,
right.
And just wanted to shout that out because, you know, a lot of the P fans, you know, they've been waiting for him.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, even, you know what, in fact, that's interesting because... our executive producer, Chris, she has a show, Real Talk, and she did that a couple weeks back. And we actually had Silk the Shocker on this show, and she did an interview with him. And he talked about he was having a couple of projects coming up. I didn't know it was going to be the whole squad, though. I didn't know P was coming. I didn't know, I mean, what's good
well,
on that?
Well, you know, they got a whole new squad over there now at No Limit. It's actually called No Limit Forever now, you know, and a couple of the old members are back, like I believe Tebow and, you know, Romeo still on the squad, but other than that, you know, it's a whole new team.
Oh, okay. I definitely missed that information. I definitely saw a promo video that Master P actually put out, and that was on global14.com. And just by the way, if you're not on global14.com, you're definitely missing out. You want to sign up, get an account on there. What'd you say?
You out here losing.
definitely, because Jermaine Dupri, who actually created Global 14, he just wrapped up the 14-14 tour that we had with Crown Royal, and, I mean, it was an amazing experience. I had a great time in Dallas. So make sure you're signed up. If you're not already signed up to global14.com, go ahead and get right. But anyways, back to the promo video about Master P. He said that he took over the game one time and he's going to do it again. And I was like, okay. I mean, it was kind of intimidating because he had the dramatics going and, I mean, they had the music in the background and they did the transitions. So regardless, you definitely got to respect P in this game, definitely.
Well, I think, you know, it's been a long time coming, you know, and being who he is, you know, being that he done put in a lot of work and he made, you know, he definitely helped out the South. So I think, you know, he's done it once. He's definitely going to be able to pull it off one more time. You know, I don't know if it's going to be as big as it was before, but I do know that, you know, the man's a genius, and I think he might be able to make something happen.
You know, I can't agree with you more. I mean, what do the listeners think? Let's see what the chat room is talking about. Anybody got any opinions? What you think, Master P gonna come back, take over the entire game? What you think? Let us know. Hit us up in the chat room. Hit us up on the Twitter at Global14 at G14 Radio. Also, I want to ask you, Tyrone, since we do have Mr. Boomtown coming on the line, how important is it these days for artists to have like a visual preference? So basically saying, should they have a YouTube or should they have a promo video at this point? What do you think about that?
As far as visual presence, you know, you definitely, you know, have to stay on top of the game. I mean, people are out here putting out videos, you know, every week, you know, and pretty much, you know, since everybody has access to the internet and everybody's able to put visual, you know, give the world, you know, like you can see them and everything like that, you pretty much you want to do something that's going to stand out from everybody else. So you're going to need, you know, people like Mr. Boomtown and people that really know what they're doing so that your stuff doesn't look nothing like anybody else's.
Right. So what about, like, wouldn't you agree that the quality is important of it as well? As far as the budget, before I shoot a video, shouldn't I have a decent budget? Because I'm seeing a lot of stuff, and I'm not trying to knock anybody's hustle. I respect the grind and all of that. But it's really just, I mean, isn't it best to just wait till you have a budget where you can actually put something that, you know, make a good first impression, if you will, on the people versus just like, you know, the same as a studio quality. You want to have up to par studio quality. That's kind of the same as video, right?
Yes, it does. I mean, it really doesn't make sense to have a, you know, have a video and then you don't have any other type of promo to put yourself out there. You're going to need a budget to really be able to attack all aspects of the game. You're going to need to be able to press up, you know, promo. You know, it's more than to the game than just internet. So you're definitely going to need to have the money to put behind yourself and to keep on pushing.
Already. Well, I definitely agree with you. And being an underground recording artist, that's something that I'm starting to do for myself. So I'm still learning myself, trying to get my promo game up. But we are going to have Mr. Boomtown coming on the line. He will be coming in a second. But I do want to take a quick break because every Wednesday on Global 14 is Paul Wall Wednesdays. We drop an exclusive track. We drop them on the site and on the show. So we're going to come back to our Q&A with Mr. Boomtown in just a second here.
Gio, bitch.
I get it. But you don't get it.
Gio.
But me, I get it. I got that big money on my mind. It's on my temple. Chasing after paper, man, the recipe is simple. Grind with your people, bust it down like a pimple. Go and get it all day. No sleeping is essential. Waiting on the shipment. Boys getting ignorant. The Benz is all right. It don't have no pigment. I rock 2 chains like 2 chains. I'm riding round and I'm beating it. But no codeine withdraws. My cup full and I'm sipping it. Hating is a disease. Just like cancer, it's malignant. Them other boys ain't real. They just an imaginary treatment. Like Slim Thug, I'm a hog. But them suckers ain't even piglets. The hustle never ends. Man, the grind is relentless. Cause I get it. Get it. You don't get it. You don't get it. I get it. I grind, I get it, I get it, you don't grind, you don't get it,
you don't get it,
I get it, you don't grind, you don't get it,
you don't get it, you don't get it.
Bullshit, you can be shit when you
talk about money,
you
get it.
Spit them Al Pacino, Nicky on Casino, killer y'all niggas snitches, Nicky Barzino, poolside with a bad bitch.
All right, back. Welcome back to The Cut on G14 Radio. That's the new Paul Wall track we dropped here. It's Paul Wall Wednesdays again on Global 14 Radio. That's just a snippet. That is, let me see, that's featuring Killer Carleon. It's definitely produced by G-Luck. And we definitely going to be dropping a new track from Paul Wall every Wednesday. We still waiting on Mr. Boomtown to come in with us. Tyrone, why don't you give him a little background information on yourself while we're waiting on Mr. Boom to call in?
Well, what up, world? I'm Tyrone Davis. You know, I am the owner of Brightwood Entertainment, Brightwood named after the neighborhood in Indianapolis where I'm from. I actually grew up all over the world as a military brat, you know, back and forth from Tennessee and Indianapolis, you know, spent some time in Europe. Basically, I went to school for graphic design, and I do graphics, photography, you know, photos. You know, I do a little bit of everything. I also own 24/7 Magazine, and we get it in, you know, so I do a little bit of everything. I'm what you call a renaissance man.
Renaissance man.
Oh, yeah.
Already. I can dig it. I can dig it. Definitely big up to you, and shout out to the magazine, because I had a chance to look at that 24/7 Magazine, and it was a good look. You had some people in there that I was familiar with from Texas. I'm feeling like today is just a Texas Wednesday, because we had the Paul Wall track, we got Mr. Boomtown from Port Arthur, Texas. So again, definitely excited for his call to come in. So what I want to do right now, what'd you say?
I said all right.
Already, what I want to do right now is we got our switchboard, which is kind of going crazy right now, and I kind of want to pull a caller on to see if they have any questions. So let me see right here, see who we got online. Hi,
Style.
You there? You live on
G14
Radio.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, Onyx? What's up, Tyrone?
What's going on, fam?
All right.
Hey, this
With Mr. Boomtown coming in, you know, I'm a local artist out here. You know, I just got out. Shout out to all my people on lock, you know what I'm saying, in the Fed. Coming up out of Texas, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of boys out here doing their own thing.
Already,
you know,
already.
A lot of people out here doing their own thing, and I'm trying to get out there myself, you know. Should I put my money into the video? Is it really that much bigger, or should I keep trying to push this mixtape and these mixtapes? What's the better look? What do y'all think?
What you think about that, Tyrone?
Well, I think, you know, definitely you're going to have to stick with it, man. You know, it's going to take a lot of money unless you just know the right people. So, you know, keep pushing, and, you know, you putting out mixtapes, you're going to have to put out a lot of them. You know, if you more than likely, you know, you're going to have to give them away, aside from selling them, you know, just to, you know, get as many out there as possible, man, and travel.
All right. Appreciate that, man. Good luck. Y'all doing good, all right?
I appreciate the call, man.
Yep.
Alrighty, definitely shout out to the Hot Sound out there in Killeen, Texas, aspiring artist himself, getting ready to push that new mixtape and get on his grind. Again, I definitely want to just get back to the whole aspect of being an up-and-coming artist. That's pretty much what this show is based around. We're going to have guests come on to talk about, we're going to have an A&R come on, we're going to have some DJs come on, we're going to do live Pump It or Dump It segment. The only way that you can be a part of Pump It or Dump It is if you're signed up to global14.com and you go ahead and join the group Pump It or Dump It. You post your music. We're going to pull the music live on the show, and we're going to have the real live critique going down. So hopefully you got the game right, because it really ain't no – they do not play around. They will let you know what they think about the song, straight live feedback. So if you want to get that live feedback – from some music professionals, definitely go post your music and Pump It or Dump It on global14.com. So, Tyrone, did you post anything in there yet for the people to listen to?
No, I haven't actually posted anything. I'm a new member as well, so I'm just now, you know, filling it out and trying to see what's going on. I got a lot of friend requests, though. You know what I'm saying? The ladies is loving me out here. You know what I'm saying? No game.
Come on, man. I knew you was going to come on here and try to be suave and smooth. And just so y'all know, me and Tyrone, we actually been knowing each other for like 10 years. We went to school together. Met him when I was 16. We worked at Burger King together. We got a lot of history between us, so we have a good time. And you might hear us say something off the wall one day, but definitely.
Hey, squad on deck. saying? Burgers, fries, all that. We do it all.
Burger, fries, and the music. So I think we got another call coming in right here. Let me go see who this is on the line. We're going to take a quick break, come back with a Mr. Boomtown interview right here on the Cut G14 Radio.
I get it, but you don't get it, but me, I get it, I got that big money on my mind, it's on my temple, chasing after paper, man, the recipe is simple, grind with your people, bust it down like a pimple, go and get it all day, no sleeping is essential, waiting on the shipment, boys getting ignorant, the Benz is all right. It don't have no pigment. I rock two chains like two chains. I'm riding round and I'm beating it. But no codeine withdrawals. My cup full and I'm sipping it. Hating is a disease. Just like cancer, it's malignant. Them other boys ain't real. They just an imaginary pigment. Like Slim Thug, I'm a hog. But them suckers ain't even piglets. The hustle never ends. Man, the grind is relentless. Cause I get it. Get it.
You don't get it. You don't get it.
I get it. Get it. I grind. I get it.
Hello?
What's going on?
Hey.
Yeah.
It's Tyrone Davis. Who's this? Global 14 Radio.
Hello? Hey, well, I think we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. We're going to work on this for a little bit. But I see we're having a little bit of issues again. Once again, I guess it's one of those Blog Talk Radio problems. So bear with us. We'll try and work on something to see what's going on, okay? trying to work it out. Let's see what's going on.
I get it, but you don't get it. But me, I get it. I got that big money on my mind. It's on my temple. Chasing after paper, and the recipe is simple. Grind with your people, bust it down like a pimple. Go and get it all day. No sleeping is essential. Waiting on the shipment. Boys getting ignorant. The Benz is all right. It don't have no pigment. I rock two chains like two chains. I'm riding round and I'm getting it. But no codeine withdrawals. My cup full and I'm sipping it. Hating is a disease. Just like cancer, it's malignant. Them other boys ain't real. They just an imaginary pigment. Like Slim Thug, I'm a hog. But them suckers ain't even piglets. The hustle never ends, man. The grind is real.
Hey, man, I don't know what's going on. I got Mr. Boomtown in the queue. We're going to bring him on live. Mr. Boomtown, you there?
Yes, ma'am. What's going on?
What's up, homie? What's good? I think we were having some technical difficulties there real quick. Thank you for staying on the line with us already.
What's going on?
What's up, man?
Man,
what's up?
Working my butt off, man. It's a grind every day, you know, trying to stay relevant.
Man, I know that's right. You just did the Kurt Cobain joint, right?
Yeah, I actually just shot his second video last night. It's entitled Play Me. So we shot that all day yesterday here in Houston.
Man, big up. You edited, right? I mean, you still had to edit that thing and you was casting because... Like
I'm pretty much hands on. When I started out, you know, shooting a bunch of, you know, low budget videos and was trying to make them look like the big boy videos, like Hype, Benny Boom, and all those cats. And I didn't have the luxury of having an editor or whatever. I actually shot my own videos and everything. So, you know, I just continued to do it. When I did, you know, started getting budgets and everything, I kept it the same.
Yeah, definitely, man. That's what's up. Your grind and your work ethic is just incredible because I actually follow your Twitter. I done looked to your Twitter, like, one day you was in Dallas, and then you was in Atlanta shooting, like, 5 videos in 2 days. Then you went to L.A. I was like, this is ridiculous. Like, it was just crazy. I just never seen anybody work the way you do. And then you went to Port Arthur and had a home-cooked meal. And I was like, really?
Right.
And I was happy that you had time to even get that. So,
yeah.
I mean, my goodness.
What'd you say, Mom?
I was just saying that, you know, your schedule is crazy, and you just get it in.
Yeah.
I mean, what does that feel like to be in demand everywhere like that, all around, flying around?
I don't really consider myself being in demand. It's just all about staying busy. When you're in this type of industry, you know, you kind of like, you want to stay relevant. You don't want to be like, oh, okay, he was hot 1 minute. Now we don't hear about him anymore. So it's like, you know, from day one, it wasn't really about the money or the artists that I work with. It was just all about, like, just continuing, you know, growth and just bettering myself as a director. So, like I tell my team, we're going to work. So it's like, you know, we don't wait on the major labels. We shoot a lot of independent videos, and we shoot major videos. So it's like, it just depends. But, like, you know, we continue to work, and we don't really wait on anybody or just, like, sit around and say, hey, I'm going to only, you know, just do these type of videos or whatever. So, like, you know, I'm always down with helping out the younger cats that's coming up, just trying to get in the game and, you know, shooting videos for them because they could be the next to blow. So wouldn't shy away from none of that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Definitely. And so you actually had an opportunity to shoot overseas as well, I believe.
Yeah, we shot in 2010 out in Bali, Indonesia. It was an Indonesian R&B artist. She was based out of Houston and somehow got in contact with us or whatever. She's an independent artist, man, but they spent a lot of money for us to go over to Indonesia and shoot a video. We actually shot, you know, that's where she's from Bali. and we actually shot out there. So, you know, I brought my team out there, man. It was like just, we had a ball out there. They had us staying in this real nice villa, and, man, we would get up every morning and jump in the pool. Yeah, we jump in the pool. We had butlers, you know, and all that. And then, you know, we got a chance. Yeah, we had butlers. I mean, they rolled out the carpet for us. And, I mean, it was like a life-changing experience. Like, it's something definitely I can remember, you know, the rest of my life, something I can look back on when I'm, old man and everything. And, I mean, we just had a ball out there, and we learned a lot about the culture. It's a third world country, and, like, when I left from there, you know, pretty much all of us, man, we saw how really best we are, you know, being back here in the States compared to what, you know, some of the things that we've seen, that we saw out there. It's a beautiful country and everything. But, you know, it's a lot of, you know, poverty out there. So, you know, we learned a lot, saw a lot, and had a good time. Shot two great videos while we were out there. And, you know, I want to go back. Maybe somewhere else, but I definitely want to go overseas again.
Oh, I know that's right. I mean, it sounds like y'all had a really, really good time out there. Great experience. And it's funny that you said that's something that you're going to remember for the rest of your life, because I told you, we spoke earlier on the phone, that I actually was on your set of Slim Thug and Zero Gangster.
Yes.
And I was just asking now, you know, but I was in a club scene, and I had an opportunity to sit and actually experience and watch you work and the way that you and your team operated, and it was just incredible. I was just in the back just watching and observing, and you just, I mean, you're just an amazing, I just have to hats off to you, salute all of that, because I was just fascinated by the way that you directed us, and then you would tell us what was going to happen, and then I didn't get it, but then I saw the video, and I was like, dang, that's what, you know, that's exactly what he said was going to happen, like, and that's just crazy to me. Like, how do you come up with the treatments for your videos? Like, how do you come up with those concepts?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, I'd love to just talk about my team, because, like you mentioned, my team, like, every video we shoot, wherever we are, we pretty much use the same team. Like, I got my core Boomtown team, and then, like, whenever we go to Atlanta or other cities, we work with the same people. So whenever we're on the set, it's always like a family. I've been working with all of these people since, I want to say, like, 05, 06 or whatever. And, you know, we've built, you know, bonding relationships. And so, you know, it starts with the team. Like, you never could, there's no I in team. You never could just do it all by yourself. So, like, even when I started getting the bigger budgets and everything, and everything started getting hectic for me with the editing and trying to meet with labels and just, like, the business side, I had to stop writing my treatments and actually find some writers. So through the years, I've had several writers. Like, right now, I have, three writers. But, like, you know, all of these writers are talented or whatever, and pretty much we come up with we'll get the song from the label or the manager or whatever, and sometimes, you know, they might already have ideas. They'll send us a spec sheet with, you know, the ideas and budget range and everything, or sometimes they would just let us run with it and just come up with the whole concept. So, like, even with that, with my writers, it could go two ways, where, like, I might have the idea already in my head, and then they just add to it. We collaborate together, or they might just, I might be just so busy with editing and shooting videos, but have to send them a song and get a treatment written. I might just send them the song and just let them run with it. And then once I get it back, I'm like, okay, let's change this or let's add that. Or I might just be totally just down for it and we go with it. I just got to bring it to life. So it's, you know, it could be several ways or whatever, but I mean, I just love the art of creating, you know what I'm saying? And it's like just seeing something on paper and you bringing it to life and you know, people liking it and everything, man, it's kind of like, it's just like overwhelming.
It really is. I mean, that's incredible, because we also want to congratulate you, because you were actually nominated at the BET Awards for Video Director of the Year in 2009, 2010, and this year. And that's just a huge accomplishment to be recognized for that. I mean, hard work.
Yeah, it's big.
Definitely.
I mean, you know, I can remember back in the day, I remember people used to, like, friends of mine would ask, man, you going to the BET Awards? You going to the Hip Hop Awards? I used to always say, man, I'm not going to those awards unless I get nominated. You know what I'm saying? It's funny because I was so serious, because I wasn't trying to, like, go out there and spend all this money and this and that. Like, I really was, like, real talk, being cheap about it. And then finally I got my first nomination, and I went to, you know, Atlanta. We kicked it. I had nomination parties, and next year it hit again in 2010 for the Hip Hop Awards again. And then this year with the BET Awards, like, that was something big for me too, because I felt like most of the records that would get nominated for that would pretty much have to have, like, more R&B videos that's, you know, on BET on the countdown or whatever. So, like, I tripped out when I actually saw that nomination. So, like, you know, it was big for me. I'm just humble about it, not really worrying about winning or anything. It's just, that's an accomplishment in itself, just to be recognized by BET. And, you know, just coming from where I'm from, man, and the grind that I've had throughout the years, and just, you know, the trials and tribulations of trying to become a music video director, man, in the game, is like, hey, I'm ecstatic, and I mean, I love everything about it.
And definitely, and you're so humble and just down to earth, and I love that about you. I mean, you just keep it real, you just real cool, treat everybody, you know, with respect. I mean, always talking about the team, I mean, just, that's amazing to me. I just, that shows that, you know, you stay the same no matter what.
Right.
Work on
the
speak for yourself, you know? Definitely.
Right, that's real.
So what was the first video? What's your first video that aired on BET?
Oh, my first video on BET was Pimp C's Pouring Up featuring Bun B and Mike Jones. That was back in, what, 06?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was in 2006, man. That was my first big video. You got to understand, like, before that, I was shooting videos for, like, 5 and 10,000, and then all of a sudden, Pimp called me up. He had just got out of jail. I think they had shot one of his first videos, and I was like, damn, they didn't give me a shot at it. No, it was a Bun B video. But anyway, so then, like, Pimp called me. He was like, man, look, I got an idea. I want to do a video. I'm going to write the treatment. I'm going to get Bun and Mike Jones. All I want is cars and girls, and we're going to shoot it in Houston and blah, blah, this, blah, blah, that. The label going to be calling you, you know. So I'm like, what the, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, next thing you know, we shot an $80,000 or $90,000 budget, and it was like, it was just crazy because, like, even the first night of shooting, we shot actually 3 days. But the first night of shooting, it was about to rain. I'm like, I'm like, man, the Lord's not going to do this to me. Not on my first big video. I know he's not. And I can remember just hearing the thunder and everything, and everybody's saying it's going to, I'm like, nah, it's not going to rain. I promise you, it's like, this is my moment right here. I know it's not going to rain. He blessed this man, and it's, you know what I'm saying? It worked out. And it's like, every time I called it like that, there's been other instances where we really needed to shoot and was hoping it wasn't going to rain, and rain was in the forecast, and it didn't, and it actually worked out. So it's like, you know, you always make a way and everything. And, I mean, that was my first video, and that actually got my name out there. Pimp actually branded me in that video by holding up the Mr. Boomtown candy bar, and it's kind of like from there I just ran with it and started, you know, branding myself in videos with the license plate, candy bar, whatever I could think of to be creative with, I would do it just to, you know, make people remember my name.
Right, right. I'm really big on that marketing and branding, so I definitely feel you on that one. So seeing that, so take us back. I mean, it is a big thing, and you talk about the trials, everything that y'all overcame to even get to that point, but what was it like seeing that on the TV, like, when you first
saw
it on TV, what did you, I mean, how was you feeling?
I mean, it was crazy because it went so fast. And it's like, I can remember sitting there with my girlfriend at the time and, you know, just sitting there and just like tripping out. And, you know, I called my family for everybody to watch. The next thing you know, my phone just started blowing up. And it's like, I'm talking about like calls after calls after calls, text after text after text. Pimp even marched on TRL at the time on MTV. So it was just, like, big, man. And I just, you know, I was just swimming in it. You know, I was just enjoying it, just enjoying the moment, but at the same time ready for the next one because I didn't want it to just end right there. And that was my main thing. I'm like, okay, this is my first video, but look, I still got to get other labels, you know, to hit me up. And then from there we had the Baby Boy videos, The Way I Live, and Universal gave us a lot of videos at that time, so it was like they just kept coming. You know, the Lord kept blessing us with it, and, you know, we kept moving, but it was like a crazy feeling. And the funny thing about it is, as time progressed, as time passed, videos hit, my videos hitting BET or MTV, the calls stopped coming in every time. It would be like the new joint of the day. Like, they would get, you know, it's just funny because, like,
yeah,
in the beginning, like, the first 2 years, I used to get the calls. And like, now they're so used to it, it's like, I might get a couple, or I might get, like, people on some of my friends on Twitter would just hit me and say, man, I love the video, isn't it? It's just funny, though, cause everybody's
right.
just used to seeing the name, now I'm seeing the video. But back then, it was, like, wild and crazy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, to me, still, it's crazy because being from the Texas area and then growing up on UGK and definitely just, you know, celebrated the legacy of Tim C, always continue to do so through his music
right.
and for video. So nothing
yeah.
but respect for him and his music and his contribution to Texas
right.
not being in the rap game. But
I mean, Pimp gave me my first shot, you know. He gave
mm-hmm.
me my first shot, so that's major props to Pimp, Bun, you know, Lil J rap a lot, J Prince rap a lot, man. Like, you know, they all gave me my first shot, and then everything just kind of, like, took off from there. And, you know, like, Pimp and I and Bun, we all grew up together. Pimp and I used to make beats before he was even known as Pimp C. I was rapping back in the day. We had a group and everything. You know what I'm saying? So it's like...
Right.
It's crazy. You know, it's crazy. Like, when I look back on it now, and I, like, people talk about, like, man, you're a legend, and you know, you was dealing with, you know, UGK, their legends, this and that. Like, it's funny because we just all grew up together as little kids and, like, had dreams or whatever. And they actually, you know, they actually hit, you know, they, you know, because I went from, you know, rapping to, like, I went to college on a football scholarship. So, like, I kind of, like, left all that alone and Pimp them stayed at it. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of, like, had to chase my dream and waited for the right time for them to give me my shot. And they did. But it's just... It's crazy just coming from where we came from, a little small town in Texas, 60,000, and just accomplishing, you know, what we've accomplished and, you know, still not, you know, stopping, you know. So it's like we got a long road to go to just accomplish more, and that's my main goal.
That's awesome to hear you say that you, even with all of your accomplishments, BET nominations, just being recognized, even with doing interviews, getting
mm-hmm.
calls for everybody all over the world wanting to interview you on YouTube everywhere, you still have
mm-hmm.
that work and that same hunger in you. Even when I called you, you was like, oh, I'm working. And you signed up and got on global14.com, and I was like, damn.
It was funny because I'm like, watch, I'm a surprise. I'm going to go on and log in. I'm going to go on and sign up, log in and everything. I'm going to hit the back with an email to my, yeah, I done already signed up and everything. It was funny just to get your text back, you know.
It was. You had to dial up everything. I said, okay, well, let me do it.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't expecting it.
I had to hit. Well, you know, I'm on the computer all the time now, so I'm, you know, hey, I'm kind of like a whiz kid on the computer, to be real with you. So I'm like on it. Like, my actual website, I actually built that site myself. So, like, taught myself how to actually, you know, just, I wanted it to be simple, but I wanted it to look good. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
hey,
I'm on the computer all the time.
Super dope website. I did check it out. You already know I've been reading up on you, looking into things that.
Yeah.
All your new efforts. You just did the. I saw on your page you have the video of, I think it's Rick Ross Tupac Bet on your video.
Yeah, I got to update it. I've had so many videos since then. It's just I hadn't had a chance to go in and figure out which video I was gonna like make the premiere video or whatever. We've gotten so many since then. But yeah, that's the Tupac back. But like that's one of my favorite videos. I mean, it's just an incredible video. My guy that actually edited it, Donnie Hall, like, just went on the edit. I can remember after we shot the video, Rick Ross called me. He was like, man, boom, man, I'm just letting you know the performance I gave you was probably the best I ever done, man. It's the most energy I ever gave anybody in the video. I'm like, yeah, bro, you right. Like, I was tripping because he went ham, on set. With just his actual performance, man, his you know, just the way he just delivered everything, man. It's like, you know, Meek did an incredible job or whatever. My DP, man, who actually shot it, we had a great location. Like, man, I was just like very pleased or whatever.
Yeah, Ross. I mean, I have to agree, Ross. You know, he's definitely doing a lot in that video, more than I mean, it was a good video. And I'm like, where did they find this location? These are the thoughts that go through my head. I'm like, where did you even find this thing? I mean, you just have to be on point, period, as a film director, to know what works with what song. So, nothing but thank you.
Most definitely.
Hats off. You know, I just, again, hats off. I just have nothing but just great things, because you're just such a hard worker, so humble, great work. Just love everything about it. You're welcome. You're so welcome. The Bun B, Your Everything video, one of my favorites.
Whoa. That's like number one to me. It's number one. It's really like, if I feel so stupid for not really just documenting the process of that. Like, BET came and did Access Granted on it, but like, I should have had somebody there just shooting everything, because like, just the whole process of creating those rooms, the whole process of with the art director actually putting together like all of those newspaper clippings and actually making them look like old clippings. Like, he had to actually paint over, like, let's put it like this. We went on a big giant sound stage, and like, I remember calling him that night and like, Donnie, how close are you? We got to have this stuff up in the morning, man. We go to the first location, we'll be to the sound stage and start knocking all of that out. And so he was like, well, just come over, you can check it out. When we got there, it was newspaper clippings, like, covered the whole floor of this big, gigantic sound stage. And all of them was just, like, white. Like, none of them was, like, that dirty South yellow look, like, that looks like old newspapers. And I was like, oh, my God, we're not going to get this video. We're not going to get the shot that I need to get, you know, start in the morning when we get there. And it's like, him and his team worked overnight to make sure they got the newspapers painted, man, and everything, and got the walls up and placed everything, and it was like ridiculous. When I got there that morning, I was like, wow, this is about to be something special. And then at the same time, you know, I think Pimp had already passed, maybe like a year or so, whatever, so we definitely had to, you know, give a tribute to him in the actual video. And like, just a bunch of my homies from our hometown came to the set and everything. Steve Jackson, NBA star, and just a bunch of my other homeboys. Like, it was just like a big family. It was almost like a family day, a Port Arthur day. And like, the video is incredible. And you know, like, we sat at my house and edited that with my editor, and he did all the special effects. I actually edited the video, but he came in and did all the special effects with the newspapers glowing and the footage coming to life on the news clips coming to life and everything. It's like, it was just crazy just seeing it all come together. Like, the first cut that I actually watched with everything done, it kind of like almost brought tears in my eyes just to see everything come together from being on paper as a treatment and actually coming together on screen. I was like, wow, people's going to really like this. So it was pretty cool, man.
That's really hot right there, because the whole, I mean, it, and you felt that way when you watched it. Way that you speak about it, when you watched that video and it first come on and Bun is opening the album, I'm just like, this is dope. I mean, it's like a movie.
Yeah.
I know that you're a film director, and I want to talk to you about the projects coming up, but we have, I mean, the switchboard is going crazy. People want to call in and talk to you. They got questions. So I'm going to pull in somebody from Colleen live right now. So hold on. Caller, are you on the line? Hello?
Hello?
What's good? G14 Radio in the Cut. Yes, I can.
What's going on? It's L. Jean from Colleen.
Oh, what up, LG?
What's going on, man? First, let me just, I want to tell Boom, man, that people like you need to be brought to light more, because everybody wants to be a rapper, everybody wants to be seen, and there's other ways in the industry besides rapping, singing, and things like that. You need to be more, people need to see that there's other ways, and this is wonderful, you know what I'm saying? It's not all about the rapping. It's not all about making beats. You know what I mean? There's other things to get into the industry, and this is awesome, man. It's awesome, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because there might be that person that's shooting videos that really don't understand how important they are to the industry, you know what I'm saying? So I commend you on this, and keep doing your thing, man, because I've seen a lot of your work, and just want to tell Onyx, you know, I support everything she does, man. She's awesome, too, so just listening, man. I appreciate everything you're doing, man. You're very humble. We need more people in the industry like you. But I'm going to keep it short.
Man, I appreciate
y'all keep doing your thing, man. All right, man. God bless.
Thanks, bro. Appreciate it, man. Yes, sir.
No problem.
Definitely. Thank you so much for that. We have another question coming in. I'm going to pull the caller live. Caller, are you there? Caller, you are there?
Hello.
Hello, G14 Radio. Caller, are you on the line?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
No, I'm saying, you gotta call out like some kind of area code or something, cause like I don't know how many people like are on here. So like when you say hello, I'm like, she talking to me.
You're right.
I'm serious, man.
It's a lot of people in the queue. It's all good. Okay, let me see. 864. What's good?
Okay, there we go. And then everybody from 864 will be talking at the same time. But I just wanted to ask him, like, have you ever, like, thought about, like, pushing, like, you getting an artist and pushing one, like, since you know, like, so many people and have so many different type of connections? Like, have you ever thought about that? Or have you ever done that?
Yeah, I mean... Well, I'm in the process of doing it right now. I got a girl group out of Dallas that's in the studio right now. I'm just trying to see what they're going to come up with and everything. And then I got some cats out of Houston I want to work with. It's like dudes hit me. I'll say guys and, you know, females, they hit me all the time, send me music and all of that. It's hard to, like, try to listen to everybody's music and everything, man. I'm just being honest or whatever. So it's kind of like I look for people that kind of like stand out to me. And I was actually at this what you would call urban Woodstock that was done here in Houston by a friend of mine. And I saw this one group on there by the name of Rehab Project. And these dudes went so hard. I'm like, I gotta talk to these cats. So like, you know, I've been talking to, I listened to some of their mixtape and everything. And then, just talked to one of them last night at the video shoot and everything. So, like, I'm thinking about, you know, doing some things with them. But I know it's just not that simple. I don't have a record deal or whatever. I'm starting out as an independent, and, you know, I'm just going to try to find the best artists and try to, like, hand deliver them and try to get some type of deals. That's how I'm doing.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. So you gotta basically like see the person out. Like you don't have no way. Like I know you say, you know, it's hard to listen to everybody's music and stuff, but you don't have like no kind of email address or nothing. Like people can send stuff in.
Yeah, I got an email. You could, I mean, if you want to send me your music, submit music, you can send it to MrBoomtown1@gmail.com. That's my email. MrBoomtown1@gmail.com.
My homeboy, Mike, you on?
Hello.
Mike.
Yeah, I'm on.
Yeah, they posted, they playing my homeboy Mike's song on here tonight, so. Hey, is he? What's her name, Onyx?
Yes.
What's her name, Onyx?
Yes,
is he?
Look,
is he going to be on?
Hey,
like, when
are
you? Huh?
I'm going to be on, bro.
Yeah.
You gonna be on when they play it?
Yeah,
bro. I want you to like. I just want to say this, man. Like on some real stuff. Like this dude like is so talented, man. And I know that everybody will be like, you know, oh man, my stuff hot, man. You know, I'm the hottest here. You know, I'm the hottest there. But like, this dude, he really has true talent, man. This dude's sane. He can rap, like, I mean, he's so versatile, but, like I said, I ain't going to talk too much, but, like, when they play the song, just remember the name, Mike McFly, man. And what's your email address
again?
Man, what
is it? It's MrBoomtown1.
Mr. Boom, Boomtown,
C-O-W-E? MrBoomtown1. Yeah, MrBoomtown, the number one, Gmail, yes, sir.
All right.
Already, thank you for calling in 864. Okay. Well, I guess the people want you to stay on Puffin' and Toughin' segment. They selling these stuff right now. They want that dotted line. Fine.
Yeah.
Music right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, I guess with that being said, I do just want to kind of give you an opportunity to talk about the. You kind of already mentioned you have the girl group coming on. And my goodness, I'm getting tweets. I'm getting all kind of stuff for people that for me to ask you questions.
For real. Let's get some more callers on.
Yeah.
Let's get some more callers on.
Definitely. Let me see who we got on the line. Here we got. Tyrone, what's good? You got something you want to say for Mr. Boomtown?
Yeah, I'm still on the call. You know, we had some problems earlier, so I just kind of fell back for a minute and let y'all do your thing. My thing is, like, you have a team that you've been working with. How, when you're dealing with, like, I know you mentioned the fact that you have writers for your treatments. Do you ever clash mm-hmm. with any of the artists and their ideas? Because I know a lot of artists feel like they know what's good for them, but, you know,
right.
being that this is what you do, you know, how often does that happen?
Man, to be honest with you, I haven't clashed with anybody about concepts because, like, starting off, I'm always open. I want to know what they want because, like, a lot of artists, you know, when you write songs, you write lyrics or whatever, you kind of, like, you probably can see your video right when you write there writing it, you know what
right.
I'm saying, or recording it. So it's like they might already have ideas in their head. I just want to know what's going on in their head because the thing that I don't like that can happen is – if a label would say, hey, we're going to let you write it. But then we come back and they like, well, nah, we want to go this route. So, like, I'm wasting my writer's time. So I'd rather get the ideas from the label or the artist. Not by chance, they just like, nah, we want you to do it. Then cool, we're going to do it. And hopefully we go hard on it to where they don't want to do any rewrites, anything like that. But most of the time we hit it on the nose, and they might come back and say, hey, add this or whatever, or take out that. And that's pretty much it. Hadn't really had any clashes with any of the artists or anything like that.
Okay.
Right. Yes, sir.
Okay, well, we have another.
That's pretty much it, on.
Yes.
Go ahead.
All right. Thank you, Tyrone. We got another caller. You just killing the switchboard tonight. Okay, just a second. He was on the line. Okay, Carla, are you there? High Style, you had a question? High Style.
Yeah, I had a question for Mr. Boomtown.
What's good?
Hey, what's up, man? All right, would you shoot a video for a song you really ain't feeling? Like, you know what I'm saying, the money right, but you really ain't even feeling the song. And has that ever happened to you before? You know?
Yes, it has. Well, I mean, let's put it like
this. The money right, you
shoot. Let's put it like this. It's real. No, it's so real, but it's not about the money. It's like sometimes I might get a song that I don't feel, but I still got to bring that to life. They coming to me, it's for a reason. So it's like I'm not going to turn it down because I don't like it. I got to really, like, get into it and, like, maybe listen to the lyrics, understand what they're talking about or whatever, and then, like, maybe just try to create something that's going to make, you know, because I've gotten songs like some of my team or just other people wouldn't like. But then, you know, when we do the video, people like the video. So it's like, you know, it could go both ways. But, like, I never really shied away from, like, damn, I don't want to do this video. Not at all. Because, like, I always look at it as a challenge or whatever, man. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if it's a challenge, I'm going to try to go hard on it.
All right, Mike. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
All right. My goodness. Let me see who else we got on the line. This better not
be my mom calling in. Hold on a second.
Hello, Carla, are you there? I know this ain't my mom.
Yes, this caller is there. This is your mom.
Mom? You got a question for Mr. Boomtown?
Oh, I got a question for Mr. Boomtown. So he must know that he must be special.
He is. Hey, mama,
okay.
That room said, hey, mama. Gotta love mom.
Mr. Boomtown.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Boomtown.
Boomtown.
I just want to congratulate you on your success. I'm proud of you as a young African male. And I just wanted to know, what did you think about doing when you were little? And you were in the corporate world. What did you do? And did you do it for your parents?
I actually worked for two television stations, and then I worked for the Dallas Cowboys producing the Jerry Jones Show, all that television stuff, commercials for the Cheerleaders. But, I mean, growing up, I wanted to be an NFL star. I wanted to be this big-time linebacker and everything. And, I mean, I actually set out. I was really good in high school. Coming out of high school, I think I was like the fifth-best linebacker in the state of Texas. I signed with the University of Houston, had a bunch of other colleges trying to sign me or whatever. But then when I was in college, you know, I started taking my film classes real serious because I saw how political it was in college with, like, just seeing certain guys that I know could go to the NFL not go because the coaches don't like them or whatever, and certain guys go because the coaches really like them, but they weren't really good, but they had great work ethic and that type of stuff. So, like, I just started taking, you know, I started looking at, like, hey, this might not happen, so maybe the Lord might have something else in store for me, and I really set out to do it, and then it didn't happen. But I was already working towards, hey, I'm going to try to get a job at a TV station or something until I can actually start shooting these videos and these feature films. I kind of, like, always had a plan, you know, and just set out to do it. It took a while to make it and everything, but, like, I stayed focused the whole time. I just, like, and I guess sports helped out in that. Like, I was always focused. I wouldn't let anything, you know, get me down. Like, even if I got down, I still had that tunnel vision. I just knew it was something at the end that, you know, he got me here for a reason. I don't know what it is, but this is what I love. So, That's what
well,
it was.
He's using you, my brother. He's using me and my brother. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And, of course, congratulations to Onyx. I'm proud of her, my daughter. And I'm praying for you. I'm praying for your team. Praying for all of you. I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
And good luck to you.
Appreciate it. Appreciate that.
Thanks, Mom. Coming on the line. Thank you
very much. I should have got my mom to call in.
Oh, I know. That's so cute. Well, look, we're going to go ahead and, before we do the pump it or dump it segment, because, you know, they're ready for you to go ahead and give your opinion
on it.
Because they think they're getting
signed tonight. I don't like being a bad guy. Hey, can I just say one thing? Now, it's one thing I did notice. You didn't get any calls from any models. And it's like, that's a touchy subject I love to talk about because I think it's a lot of misconception of the models in the music videos now compared to, like, how it was maybe 5 and 10 years ago. Girls were getting really paid. They were really getting paid. That Pimp C video we shot, Esther Baxter made $7,000 on that video. And she wasn't even in the video, but her contract stated in certain ways, you know, certain things occur. You don't have to come out of your trailer. So she still made the money and is not in that video. Versus now, I really don't shoot that many videos where girls really just get paid now. Maybe some, like the Haters video we shot, Tony Yayo, 50 Cent. Bigger videos, you know, the decline in, you know, the industry, the market and everything, it has a lot to do with it. Our budgets aren't the same that they were, like, when I first came into the game in, like, 05, 06. So, you know, that plays a major role, but I think a lot of the models have a misconception thinking, okay, this is my first job, I'm coming out, you need to be giving me $500, and that's not how it works. A lot of girls aren't even willing to, like, sit on set for a long time, and that's what it is. And it's pretty much more about the artist, and then we bring the girls in, but, like, they feel like, okay, they can show up and just be in the video and then leave, and that's not how it actually works. It's big time consuming. And a lot of the girls, like, I try to talk to them ahead of time and let them know, you know, how it actually works because I do work with a lot of first-timers or girls that just really don't have a lot of experience because of the fact that we don't have the budgets to pay girls. And, like, some girls want to get paid, so we got to go find the next hot thing that's out there in Houston, Atlanta, L.A., or whatever that really don't have experience, but look just like this other girl who wants to get paid $500 to $1,000 or whatever. I'm just keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to still get a video shot, regardless if, you know, we can pay them or not. So it's like we already know. It's always somebody that's going to want to be in the video. It's always some girls that want to be seen. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
right.
The model game is heavily saturated, just like it is with rappers and now directors. There's plenty of guys that's, you know, directing and shooting videos on 7D and 5D cameras right now, you know, and a lot of them really don't know the art of filmmaking or whatever, but, you know, just with the way technology is now and all of that, you know, they can actually do that or whatever. But I'm just saying, a lot of stuff is saturated now, so it's easy to get these girls, you know, to be in videos and actually find, like, some really pretty girls or whatever, but they still got to just understand how the business works and whatever, and, like, you know, if we can pay them, if we have the right money to actually set aside money to pay the girls, and we can. But the overall objective is for this video to look good, and we have, you know, nice locations and all that. And, you know, that's where money goes to. So I just wanted to touch on that because we didn't have any calls from any models.
Right. No, definitely. Thank you so much for speaking on that, because I noticed on your Twitter that you do a lot of casting calls for upcoming models. So that's definitely a good look for them. I mean, I would be following you and getting a mobile update. You can do like a little mobile and get it sent to your phone like a text message. That's what I would be doing if I was a model, trying to, you know, get that casting, you know, build your brand as a model, make yourself known first.
Right.
Well, you
ask, and a lot of them do inquire, and a lot of them, you know, when they come and work on set, they really, a lot of them are cool. You might have a few that might have attitudes or whatever, but I mean, shit, you're gonna have that regardless, you know. But you know, I will say that the majority of the time we have fun on the sets, and pretty much most girls that have been in my videos, they can tell you, I can have 20 girls on the set, I'm gonna get all 20 of them shot. You're going to see your face in the video versus, like, you know, you might go to other – real talk, like, because I just don't want girls to come out, be there all day and feel like, wow, I didn't even get my face in the video. So I make it a point to, like, get a lot – especially if it's a club scene, because I know I can utilize a lot of that, you know, and I shoot a lot of beauty shots and everything. So, you know, just a little info to the, you know, to the models and the up-and-coming models.
Ready, thank you. And again, like I said, when I was on that gangster video shoot, you did just that. You did the whole, you took the camera and waited at each girl. And I just was like, man, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? So that was good. Somebody was on standby doing the makeup. I said, okay.
Even
if you're not getting the money, you still getting that experience and you still getting treated. So, but we're going to go ahead
and go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, like, wow, I actually forgot what I was about to say. It was something about that, but I can't remember now. You know, I talk all day, Mom.
Well, we're so happy to have you, and again, everybody looking forward to you pumping or dumping their song. Y'all don't get your feelings hurt. This is real. This is the music industry. We're going to give you the straight live feedback. When we come back on a break, we're going to play Mike McFly with What I'm Doing. So we're going to get into a quick commercial break. I'm going to go ahead and play Paul Wall I Get It Again, because it's Paul Wall Wednesday. Just 1 second, we're going to go ahead and take a break. Come back with the cut.
I get it, but you don't get it. But me, I get it. I got that beat money on my mind. It's on my temple. Chasing after paper, man, the recipe is simple. Grind with your people, bust it down like a pimple. Go and get it all day. No sleeping is essential. Waiting on the shipment. Boys getting ignorant. The Benz is all white. It don't have no pigment. I rock 2 chains like 2 chains. I'm riding round and I'm getting it. But no codeine withdrawals. My cup full and I'm sipping it. Hating is a disease. Just like cancer, it's malignant. Them mother boys ain't real. They just an imaginary pigment. Like Slim Thug, I'm a hog. But them suckers ain't even piglets. The hustle never ends. Man, the grind is relentless. Cause I get it. Get it.
You don't get it. You don't get it.
I get it. Get it. I grind. I get it. Get it. Get it. Get it.
on casino. Killer, y'all niggas snitches. Nick and Barnes, Nino. Poolside with a bad bitch. Sipping on Pino. My hustle so consistent.
All right, I'll be back. D14 Radio, the cut. We about to get into this pump of the dumping. Again, it's Mike McFly. What I'm doing. Let's dump. Pump or dump it.
Yeah. I know I got a lot of haters out there. Talking about Mike does. Mike don't do that. Get off my feet. What the fuck you talking about? Nigga, I'm grinding, nigga, I'm shining, nigga, I'm eating, nigga, I'm flexing, nigga, I'm flying. I'm just weed, a plus what's in my cup. Nigga, I'm grinding, nigga, I'm shining, nigga, I'm eating, okay. Nigga, I'm flexing, nigga, I'm flying. Yeah. You don't wanna blow my high, so please don't blow my high. So you don't wanna blow my high, so please don't blow my high. No, you don't wanna blow my mic. Mike McFly, who that is, I bet your girl know. Could be from y'all bedroom, or could be from the radio. When I come around, niggas wonder where they ladies go. America's most wanted motherfucker, like a bankroll. Roll the blunt, let the saint blow. I just ain't into my stick, go. The whole United States on me like I am Mexico. I got that bomb draw, but don't let the feds know. Illegal tattooists, don't let your ink show. I swear that I ain't here right now. You tryna blow my high, but I can't hear right now. Nigga, don't jump stupid like a deer right now. Jump out, get hit like a deer right now. What the fuck you talking about? Nigga, I'm grinding, nigga, I'm shining, nigga, I'm eating, nigga, I'm flexing, nigga, I'm flying. I'm just weed, a plus what's in my cup. Nigga, I'm grinding, nigga, I'm shining, nigga, I'm eating, okay. Nigga, I'm flexing, nigga, I'm flying. Yeah. If you don't wanna blow my so please don't blow my. So you don't wanna blow my. So please don't blow my. So you don't wanna blow my.
Okay, well that was Mike McFly. What I'm doing? This is the Pump It or Dump It segment. I got Tyrone on the line. I got Mr. Boomtown on the line. I'm gonna bring Ass on the line. We about to go ahead and get into this. Who wants to go first? Tyrone, what
do
you think about that song?
I think it had potential, you know, especially with what's coming out, you know, these days. Think he's going to need a clean version, you know, definitely if that's what he's pushing. What you think, Boom?
I'm going to say pump that. I kind of like it, man. I'm sitting there listening to it and trying to visualize it in the club, so, you know, I can definitely feel it being a club banger and everything, and everybody kind of like chanting that hook in the club. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Okay, what about
I
like
you,
it. Me personally, I pumped it. I liked it. I mean, like you said, it's a club banger. It's like one of them teen club type of banging, you know, songs.
Mm-hmm.
I can hear like a lot of people singing that, you know, singing that hook, just going crazy in that mother about to tear the damn club up. So. I mean, if he does a clean version, it'll be good, though. He do,
yeah.
You know, two versions, he good.
Right. I'm going to go ahead and pump it as well, because, again, it is, you know, the club vibe, and I kind of like how he did the chorus, and then he had the little bridge or the little hook after.
Mm-hmm.
He had, like, two, you know, he had a little check going on before he went into the verse, and I was hoping he was going to keep up that same energy, and he did. So I'm going to go ahead and pump that. We're going to put him in the pump it. Group, and we're going to get into Chris Maddox with Breeze. That's our second Pump It or Dump It artist tonight.
Something coming down now, negative amount in my bank account, so I breathe. Like, what's up, what's up, yeah, I breathe. Like, what's up, what's up. No more fun, nothing funny. So many problems, so little money, so I breathe. I'm opening like Becca.
'em and kick it like Freddy. I'm so skinny and my city so heavy. My city so wetty and my aim is so steady. Get in my way, you muscles is all broke like Ed and Eddie. Listen, and I'ma break it down like a levy. Jealousy is so petty, my palms are so sweaty. I got people who hate me, who ain't even met me. Should I stop what I'm doing or throw up confetti? I'm just looking for a break like a Kit Kat bar. You look at me looking at that cave.
Okay, that was Chris Maddox with Breathe, Pump It or Dump It. I want to go ahead and get my little critique. The mix was not a car, homie. You definitely got to put the best foot forward and put your money and show that you know, serious about your craft. I just wasn't feeling the quality. I know you may just be starting out, but I just can't pump this right now. If the beat, I wasn't really sold on the beat. The lyrics weren't really, there was nothing special about the lyrics. I didn't like the hook. I'm sorry. I think that you need to go back and try to work on your flow and your lyrics. I can't pump it this round. So, Tyrone, boom.
I mean, I'm going to have to agree, you know, with the quality. I'm not sure if it was because of the quality. I couldn't tell if I heard the tag of the actual producer in the background. How do y'all feel about that? It sounded like it might have been a SoundClick beat. I'm not sure. But I could have sworn I heard a tag in there.
I couldn't tell, but I guess my thing is delivery. It's about the delivery. Like, sometimes, like, even with the track probably could have been hot. Like, I don't think it was really mixed well. And that's probably the problem with it, not being able to just, like, really feel it and hear it versus, I feel like the delivery need to be just a little bit better than what it was or whatever, and definitely need a better mix on it. I'm going to dump it.
Okay. So, again, Mike and Fly, we're going to pump that. Chris Maddox, we're going to have to dump that. Try again, go back to the lab and get the quality right. Try it again, just keep pushing, keep grinding, homie. Just keep working on that delivery and that quality, because that's really what's going to get you a pump in. Mr. Boomtown, we almost pretty much concluded with the cut tonight. You definitely gave it a
cool.
You. I just want to
thank you.
Thank you. Really, thank you, because... On behalf of Global 14 Radio and Global14.com, I mean, we're just grateful to have you on the line tonight, and you played with us and hung out, talked to my mom, you know, pumped or dumped.
Yeah.
I mean, you really was a team player tonight, you know, just like you always stress, you know, the team and work ethic. So just thank you so much. Is there anything that you want to say as far as a project we need to be looking for in your social network?
I appreciate you guys having me on and everything, and just me getting my story out there or whatever, and I just want everybody to know, like, if you got a dream, you can definitely achieve it. You just got to have a passion for it. A lot of people want, you know, they want to, you know, they want success and everything, and they might want the dollars and all of that, but you actually got to prepare yourself for whatever you're trying to do, and, you know, actually... You know, do a lot of networking and just never give up on your dream, regardless of whatever pitfalls or downfalls, stumbling blocks you may have or whatever. You just got to always believe. But the main thing is you got to have a passion for it. If you don't have a passion for it and you're in it for the wrong reasons, you might not ever get blessed with it. So, you know, that's my thing, and I kind of like live by that every day. And whenever I have, you know, youngsters coming to me, about, you know, just saying that I'm an inspiration and, you know, just want to get information, that's pretty much what I give them.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for that. Definitely. Do we have a call coming in? We do have a call coming in. My goodness. They don't want you to leave. Okay, he's just listening. See, I got little notes to let me know. They're going to make a comment.
Oh, okay.
Definitely want to, again, thank you so much for being on the show tonight. I do want to ask you this also, though. Who would you like to work with outside of hip hop, if I may? Because I know that you
into outside of hip hop.
Yeah. Who would you like to work with?
I mean, I would love to work with. I would love to work with like a Lady Gaga, Beyonce, you know, just Rihanna, like those type of artists or whatever, just so I could kind of like push the envelope with just my creativity and everything, and you know, but I'm open to work with any and everybody. That's just how it is. I mean, I feel like, you know, I've accomplished a lot, and it's still a lot to accomplish, but you know, I'm comfortable in my space, and, you know, I'm trying to, like, give other directors now a chance to kind of, like, you know, achieve some of their dreams and everything, man. I'm just, like, I'm just happy. I have no complaints.
Already. Definitely been a pleasure. So thrilled. Again, I can't stop thanking you enough for everything that you've given us tonight, the information, your bios, you shared the moments with Tempe. We just thank you so much for being with us tonight. And stay blessed, and I'm going to keep up with you. And when you release your group and their single, definitely let us know so that we can post that global 14 so we can help promote that. And
cool.
Again, hats off. You know, I don't even thank you so much.
Most definitely. Thank you.
Yeah,
all righty. Okay.
Okay, guys, that was it. Mr. Boomtown himself on the line, one-on-one with G14 Radio. It's The Cut on my co-host Tyrone. You still there, homie?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, man. Yeah. I thought I was bringing on another caller, man. We gotta wrap it up. About to get kicked off blog talk. Definitely, I want to say what's up to everybody in the chat room. Thank you for participating with us tonight. Shout out to everybody that's listening. Make sure you sign up again, if you haven't already, to global14.com. Follow us on Twitter at global14, at G14 Radio. You can also, if you want to intern or be a part of G14 Radio staff, hit up at Crush. You can find her on global14.com. Also, if you have any comments, questions, concerns about the show, give me no hard time, but you can hit me up. Also at Onyx254, and you can find Tyrone at Brightwood Entertainment on global14.com. So, again, thank you so much, everybody, for listening. Tyrone, you got any last words for the people tonight?
Man, tune in next week because we gonna get it all the way popping.
Man, we about to go all the way in. We had a couple of technical difficulties, but we definitely gonna have it on lock and flowing just right for you next Wednesday, 8 p.m. Do not forget. Do not miss. G14 Radio, The Cut, we out.
Yeah. Young Maine, 35 riders. Let's go.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah.
Money ain't how we get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I run.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing.
Yeah.
Snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas. I in the world wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
money ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept me busting. Now I'm shining. Nothing like it's nothing.
That's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
money ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept me busting. Now I'm shining. Nothing like it's nothing.
Why? Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we not. love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause I'm a ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young man can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, money ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke, that's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept hustling, now I'm shining. Nothing like it's nothing, that's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, money ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke, that's why. I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers, get